Now, I'm very pleased to be joined once again by Brian Hughes, who's regularly been imparting masses of legal advice. But you're not going to do that today, are you, Brian? Because you've got wearing a different hat.
Well, that's right, Scott. No legal topics today.
And what's more, you've decided not to come in on your own, but you've got a man riding shotgun with you, who is Derek Pryor, who's the branch secretary, I think, of what you're going to be talking about today, which is the Royal British Legion, is that right?
That's right, yes. He's my minder, and he's brought me in today. Very kind of him.
Good stuff.
And what I want to talk about today is the Poppy Appeal.
Right. And how long have you been involved with the organisation? Indeed, how did you become involved? I assume you must have been in the military at one time.
Yeah. Well, I'm currently president of the Billericay branch of the Royal British Legion. I joined the branch in 1975. And I was in the army on active service in Cyprus in 1956, working for military intelligence in civilian clothes, tracking down terrorists. Before that, I was in the Royal Artillery, which explains why I'm an Arsenal supporter.
I see. All right. Now, the Royal British Legion is there, of course, to provide lifelong support for the armed forces community, serving men and women, veterans and their families. So presumably, although we generally really only hear about them at this time of the year, they're beavering away in the background throughout the year. So perhaps you'd like to give us a little bit more about what the support involves.
Well, first of all, I ought to say that anyone interested in the activities of the Royal British Legion should look at the Royal British Legion website, which is quite amazing. The activities of the Legion split into two sections, really: rehabilitation and helping people who've been injured, maimed, on active service,
right,
and bringing them back into the community and helping them, and then looking after ex-service people and their families and wives and families who are now getting old and need a lot of assistance. The range of activities of the Legion is really quite remarkable, and just a couple of ones I picked out. There's a handy van service, for example.
Handy vans, yes.
Yeah. They go around a team doing house repairs, fitting smoke alarms, fixing grab rails to help people get about their homes safely. Care phones, they issue personal alarms, which you can wear on your wrist or round your neck, which will dial out 999 or contact emergency services. Funding grants to adapt your home and receive new equipment, help with wheelchairs. Infirm or disabled people obviously get a lot of attention, if they've recently left hospital, they've been burgled, or live in an area with a high crime rate. There's a service there for all of them. Care homes, rehabilitation courses, careers advice. The Legion has a vast range of activities. It's dedicated to ensuring that ex-servicemen and women who've undergone life-changing injuries in military service are entitled to the best, highest quality recovery and rehabilitation support. Bit like, in fact, although you hear a lot about Help for Heroes, a lot of the work that they say they do is actually done by the Royal British Legion. It's because it's referred by them to RBL facilities, because they don't have the facilities themselves. I mean, Help for Heroes tends to concentrate on Afghanistan, people injured more recently, but in fact the RBL is there at the back helping them. So overall, you'll see that the RBL does a vast range of help or assistance, gives assistance to people old and young, injured, maimed, whatever. And go on the website, you'll see it, it's amazing.
Fair enough. Okay, now of course this is a very important year for Remembrance Sunday, is it not?
Yes, of course. It marks the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War, which was called the Great War, because nobody expected another war to occur.
I noticed they didn't call the second one just to say.
No.
It's always a great risk.
No.
Given that, I wonder whether you might like to comment on reports that some students in one major university have suggested that the wearing of poppies and Remembrance Day somehow glorifies war.
Well, I'm pleased you said some students. Because
it's only some.
They belong to the blinkered minority, I'm afraid. Mm. They have no idea of the sacrifice by other young people of a similar age to themselves, of their lives, their happiness, their hopes, their futures, their possibilities of marrying their loved ones and having children. It's a sacrifice that was made defending the values and the freedoms which these students enjoy today. I was poppy appeal organiser for my college in my student days, and I didn't act as such because I glorified war. Mm. I was poppy appeal organiser because I didn't want people to forget that so many young people of my age sacrificed their lives to protect their country. In fact, I hate the bloody carnage of war. So some students these days have no concept of self-sacrifice or appreciation of what other young people like themselves did to protect the values and freedoms of those alive today.
So what is your feeling by the suggestion that the President of Germany might be invited to take part in this year's Remembrance Day service at the Cenotaph?
Well, Bill Ricky Branch are ahead of the curve on that. In 2016, I persuaded Branch to add the names of the members of the crew of the Zeppelin shot down over Billericay in September 1916 and add their name to the list of names read out at our Remembrance Day ceremony in that year. And in fact, Derek, sitting next to me, actually read out the names. This year, I've obtained the names of the five American servicemen from Billericay, our twin town, who lost their lives in the Great War. And their names will be added to the usual list of British servicemen from Billericay who died in both wars. And their names will be read out. It's fitting that we remember them too.
So, Brian, I believe that you're especially keen to recruit more volunteer collectors. You mentioned particularly Billericay. So perhaps you could tell us about what's involved. And bearing in mind that we're looking probably wider afield, there may be other areas that people could join up.
Oh, yes, indeed. And I must emphasise, you don't have to be an ex-service person to be a member of the RBL, and you don't have to be a member of the RBL to help out with the poppy appeal.
Right.
Now, as far as the appeal generally is concerned, you can easily go on the website and find the branch in your area, okay?
Yeah.
In Billericay, we are holding a meeting, for example, on the 7th of November, for anyone interested in acting as a volunteer collector, we're having that meeting at the 2nd Billericay Scout Hut in Laindon Road, Billericay, at 8 o'clock, between 8 and 9. So if anybody's interested in helping us with the collecting, please come along. Alternatively, contact our secretary, and his email address is billericay.secretary@rbl.community.
That's Derek, is it?
That's Derek, who's sitting next to me.
Now, I'm interested that you say that you're holding this meeting on the 7th of November, because the actual first day of the appeal is somehow the 27th of October, so...
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, that's why we're coming to you today.
Right.
to try and get some advance publicity and get some collectors. Please, you know, if you're in the Billericay area and you feel you'd like to help out with us, help us out, please get in touch with us.
Okay, so you've given the details there of organiser for Billericay. Presumably there are similar organisers that would be available for Brentwood and other areas as well.
That's what I said. You've just got to go on the website.
Do you happen to know what the website is for the RBO?
Well, it'll be...
Well, don't worry, it'll probably be the Royal British Legion.
I think if you put into Google RBL.Brentwood, Poppy Appeal or something like that, it'll come up.
Fair enough, right. Now, I think it's worth reminding ourselves that the whole occasion this year is to, and indeed every year, is to remember all those who've given their lives, not just in the First World War, but in subsequent conflicts.
Oh, yes.
So that we're able to enjoy the liberties that we have today. So if you do feel able to help, please do make that call. I know everybody would be grateful for that.
Oh, yes, very much so. Please, the motto of the Royal British Legion is lest we forget.
Yep.
And
obviously, it's got nothing to do about the glorification of war. It is very much lest we forget.
It's just a matter of saying thank you and we remember you. When you put a poppy on, it's nothing to do with the glorification of war. It's saying thanks very much for what you did to preserve our values.
Good stuff. Thank you very much indeed, Brian, for that, and appreciate that. And hopefully you'll get lots of people contacting you now.
And really, Scott.
Oh, hang on.
And what Derek has just found is...
The poppy appeal for the Brentwood district is branches.britishlegion.org.uk/branches. Well, I think you'd find that probably, and that's for obviously going to be the case for any of the other areas as well, because it's just the branches.
And could I just repeat the email address for our branch?
Yes, please do.
So it's billericay.secretary@rbl.community.
Good stuff. All right, thank you very much indeed. Thanks very much indeed for coming in today. Appreciate it.